Welcome to BizHaps, a show where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. Be sure to follow us and subscribe on Apple or Spotify so you don't miss another episode. My name is Ana Gonzalez, and I'm your host. Through my work with entrepreneurs over the years, we've seen our fair share of big wins and tough losses. Sometimes they're funny, and sometimes they're painful, but they always teach us the lessons we need to learn, whether we are ready or not. This show was made to honor those little stories that help us take big steps forward. BizHaps is brought to you by Factor One. If you are an entrepreneur and want to grow your business fast, we install a simple framework that can inject quick cash into your business in as little as 7 days. And we've got a proven track record in over 30 different industries. To learn more, go to FactorOne.io. That's FactorOne.io. Today's guest is Odelia Elgarat. As an accomplished author and a guided autobiography instructor, Odelia empowers individuals on their transformative writing journey towards self-forgiveness. With a profound understanding of the healing power of storytelling, she expertly guides individuals to reflect, write, share, and preserve their personal narratives, tapping into their intuition and inner wisdom. She's going to share a bit about a language barrier. Odelia, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Hi, welcome. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. So tell me the tea.
So my story is actually when I just moved from Israel to Colorado in 2017, and so I was already an author. I was writing all my books in Hebrew. And when I come here, I decided it was time to translate into English. And I didn't know English. I know French and Hebrew, and I used to know Italian, but I didn't know English. And so it was a really painful at the time for me. But today it's really fun to look back and to see how I transform and overcome that.
Thank you. So, what was the biggest takeaway that you had from translating from Hebrew to English when you see you didn't know English, right?
I did know just a little bit, but really, like the basic, like thank you, hi, welcome, that's all. That's it. So still learning.
How did you? So if you were translating from one language to a language that you didn't know, how are you doing it?
So, first of all, I started a little bit by myself and it was really hard, but then I actually asked editor to help me, translator. And the problem was I didn't know if they are doing good or not, you know, if the translate if the translate yeah, now you understand my joke, my funny story. Yeah, you don't know. Yeah, and it was now I can laugh about that because I pay them a lot of money and I trust them. And so the fun fact, it was like last September I was in a business boot camp, and there were a lady, she's a publisher and an editor and everything, and she opened my book and she was like, okay, you know. And it was a little bit frustrating because I'm like, I wrote that book for 6 years, guys, in Hebrew. And then it took me, like I said, I didn't know English. So it took me a long time to translate. And then I give that to someone and I trust, and they say, and the first reaction I have from an editor and a publisher, it's, oh my gosh. And it was already published on Amazon.
Oh my gosh.
So that was it. But today I think it's really funny, actually. So,
It is really funny. So what did you learn about that experience?
first of all, I learned that it's totally fine to publish a book, even if it's not really perfect, because I did, and nothing bad happened. Here we are. I'm still alive. So, first of all, second, it's never too late to redo it. So, I rewrote it and I will publish next month. And it's amazing. And I'm super, super happy to have that opportunity to never give up. It's not too late. You can do it again. And third, have a good team of editor and publisher and whatever you need. So.
Well, that's awesome. That little nugget of never giving up. Like, if you make a mistake, it doesn't matter. You're still here.
Forgive yourself. It's okay.
That's golden. Thank you so much for sharing that.
You're
Well,
welcome. Thank you.
I love it. Well, Odelia, who do you serve and how can those people find you?
So I have a website. It's ODELIAELGARAT.com. And I'm on Facebook. And yeah, I'm an author and a writing guide.
Awesome. So that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Odelia Elgaret, for coming on and sharing her story about a language barrier that later on taught her not to give up. Mistakes are just mistakes. If you get a bizhub of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhubs.com and we'll put you on the calendar. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One bizhub a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder. If you're looking for help leveling up your business, go to FactorOne.io. See you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.